Alrighty, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. I am your host, Alex the Truck. We got my wife here, not a truck, and then we got Courtney from across the land, in the land of liberals.
Yeah.
And Trump supporters. Go Trump.
Yeah.
And this podcast started off awful. Like, as I was about to, like, start the podcast, my entire computer just fucking crashed. And it makes me absolutely fucking hate IT professionals and people that, you know, do computer work, people that work in software. Because it makes me realize, I'm like, what do you actually fucking do? What, you know, do you bring forth to this world? And they're just like, I just sit here and play World of Warcraft until I am, you know, needed for something that, what?
Is WoW still relevant?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay, that's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
I had no idea that thing was still around.
Yeah, I mean, it's under fucking, you know, battle.net.
Did they ever make the sequel to the movie? Because he set it up for a sequel.
Do you watch the WoW movie?
No, I read the plot line because I was curious.
I liked the movie.
There's a movie?
Yeah. The plot line was good.
Yeah, I liked it.
But yeah, now you can. There's still the War Within beta test now live, June 5th.
You know what? I retract my previous comments. This is legit that they've stuck around this long. Props.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same, you know, thing I use to play Call of Duty. It's, you know, but, like, I see all this shit. I'm like, all it takes is, like, maybe, like, three people to do all of this. And, you know, they probably, you know, hire, like, 1,000. And it's like 997 people are just redundant. It's like Pow World. Like, fucking a group of, like, 8 people made Pow World. And then they, like, got, like, $20 million. Because they made a fucking decent game. And everyone there knew what the fuck they were doing. Everyone had a purpose. Instead of hiring, like, a bunch of their friends and be like, well, you sit here and look cute. You sit over here and have perky titties. You sit over here and, you know, guard the women and be an incel. Like, I swear to God, like, any fucking place you go, it's like, oh, I'm a software engineer. Okay, what do you engineer? Well, I do patches and stuff like that. I'm like, when's the last time that you, like, save the day? Never. And especially people that work in IT, people that, like, come down, like, I'm going to fix your computer. It's like, what they do is they sit there and they Google what the problem is. They Google what you told them. And they try and come up with a solution.
Sometimes you got to Google shit.
Yeah, but when they're paid for it, when they are paid, like, you know, $120,000 a year to fucking be a professional Googler, I don't respect you. At all.
You have to Google a lot of stuff.
I mean, they were the ones that were able to do it.
Yeah, but I
still got the job done.
And I don't feel bad about them getting bullied in school. Yeah, when they're like, I got bullied in school. I don't care. You deserve it. I hope you get bullied in adult life now. I hope fucking, like, adults come up to you and give you wedgies and noogies and, you know, swirlies.
Okay, I know what the first and the last one was, but what's a noogie?
A noogie is where they take their middle knuckle and, like, you know, run it in your hair. And it's called a noogie.
Oh, that sounds dreadful.
Yeah, it hurts.
You know, purple nurples. They, like, grab
I thought that was a drink.
No, they grab your fucking nipple and they twist, and it's a purple nurple.
But that's, like, one of your favorite drinks you always talk about.
The purple fucker is a drink.
So what's the difference?
Fucker and nurple?
Yeah. They have the same words. Vowels, the same number of letters. What is the difference?
N-U-R-P-L-E. F-U-C-K-E-R. The fucking difference is one is a fucking, you know, form of bullying and the other is a drink.
But drinking can be bullying too.
No.
No, there's peer pressure and shit. And hazing.
Well, that's what you get for fucking signing up. Like, if you go to a fraternity and you sign up and you're like, I want to be in this fraternity, and you get hazed, that's what you get. I never feel bad for people that, like sign up to, like, go into the military, and then they watch their friend die and have PTSD. It's like, you know, yeah, that sucks for you, but you signed up for it. There are people that fucking did not sign up for that, actively did not want war, and tried to avoid it, fucking, you know, had to go kill children, watch their friend die, and then, you know, get ignored by the VA.
What's in a purple fucker?
A fucking regret.
What does regret taste like to you?
Like a fucking warm PBR from like 2 days ago.
Ew.
That's what your regret tastes like?
Yeah, that's what regret tastes like to me. I mean, like, the purple fucker is way better than that, but...
I mean, it started to ferment and get this weird, disgusting smell.
Yeah, that's why I pour them out.
Regret tastes like bile acid to me.
Yeah, I mean, like, when we go out to Durango, we'll get you a purple fucker. Now, like, that bar is no longer a smoking bar. Like, there's, like, so much myth and mystique behind the fucking bar. Because they're, like... Because it was, like, one of the last places in America that you can go inside and smoke cigarettes. Like, a business.
Really?
Yeah. You know, like, try and find a, you know, a place in America that you can go inside and smoke cigarettes. It's fucking rare.
Who wants to...
It was... a novelty at that point. I think there's like only like four more places that you can go inside and smoke legally.
So a smoking bar is just a bunch of people smoking in the same air?
Yes.
So like secondhand smoking on top of the smoking?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I always liked hookah bars. They smelled amazing. Most of the time.
What bars?
Hookah.
Oh, yeah, no, like I'm talking about cigarettes, not a hookah bar.
What's a hookah?
It's like... Because
Denise talks about it all the time at work, and I have no idea what she's talking about.
It's like a form of tobacco. It was really big in, like, the early aughts.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with oxygen bars.
The fuck is that?
So, hookah bars is like fucking... They take a piece of charcoal... And they use that to fucking heat up, like, tobacco and you smoke it out of, like, a weird bong.
Okay.
You have, like, hoses that come. It's like an opium fucking...
Okay.
Like that.
I understand what that looks like.
But oxygen bars were, like, flavored oxygen. Like, you, like, hook up to, like, oxygen and you can, like, choose, like, what flavor oxygen you want to breathe. It was... a very quick phase. Like, there was literally one in Diamond Springs. Like, right next to my apartment.
God.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You guys, wow. Can you give me 1 minute? I need to return this call. I think it was the mechanic that...
Yeah, take care of it.
No, take care of it.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
A mechanic?
Okay, no. So, like, you know how, like, Donna, like, rents out, like, other... So she has, like, three buildings that she rents out to other tenants, right?
No idea.
Okay, well, she has three buildings that she rents out to tenants. Two of them, one is on top of the other. On the upper one, she's renting out to a family with kids. And the kids have started flushing down random shit in the toilet. And it backed up down into the lower chick's apartment. So they're having to replace the carpet and plumbing and shit because the kids fucked it up so bad. So that's why Courtney has to return the call, because they're trying to figure out what the fuck to do. Because now the chick can't live in there because the carpet's soiled. Like that picture I showed you with like the wall suction cup, that's what those kids are putting down the pipes. Like random shit.
This is why, you know, if you are like a parent... And you do not, you know, have the time to raise your kids, you shouldn't have kids.
I feel like there should be a child deposit instead of pet deposits when you rent.
I mean, that'd be fair, honestly. But, like, you know, every single mother in America would complain about it. Give them one more thing to complain about.
Oh, also single dads. Don't just, like, admit.
Well, single dads will have money and they'll be able to fucking pay it.
Sure.
Like every single fucking father I've ever met, you know, is able to, like, handle their own. Like, think about how much more money I make than you. You know, like, if we had a kid between us and, you know, then we, like, broke up, I would be able to, you know, handle it, and you would be...
No, if we broke up, you would keep the kid. Okay? If we had a kid, it's because you brought it in from a previous relationship, and if we split up, you would keep the fucking thing.
Yeah, there's a movie called Big Daddy. It's an Adam Sandler movie where, like, a kid gets just dropped off at, like, the front door of, you know, what the guy assumes to be the father's, you know, place.
Mm-hmm.
And the father is, like, over in China, you know, doing some, like, business or whatever, because that's what New Yorkers do. And he's like, well, I'll fucking take care of your kid until you get back. And, you know, he, like, has to, like, step up and be a dad.
So he bonds with the child?
Oh, yeah. He bonds with the child big time.
Cool.
And then, like, he lies and says he's the fucking father.
Why'd he do that?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then eventually, like, the fucking agency comes through and they're like, hey, dude. And they're like, oh, shit, you just called me by my real name. Was it the mechanic?
So, I told the mechanic that I was trying to sell the car, and I told him the price and stuff. So, the person who was interested in it just texted me and asked me and called me and asked for pictures.
Oh, nice.
So, I sent them to him.
Fucking selling a car is, like, a stressful whole thing. 'Cause, like, you know, if you're...
That's why I was like, if I could just do it by this one word of mouth and stuff and, like, not have to waste any time dealing with it, like, it seemed worth it to me.
I mean, like, one of the business ventures I've thought about is, like, buying, like, a plot of land, just, like, an empty plot of land, and then having, like, a used car dealership where it's, like, a pawn shop but for cars.
Isn't that what CarMax is?
Not exactly.
That's what I thought CarMax was.
So you sell your car to CarMax.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy your car. I would, you know, take care of selling your car for you so people can come and look at all the cars and be like, okay, cool, cool, cool. And I would only, you know, accept certain cars on the lot. Like, if your car is, like, a big old piece of shit, it's like it doesn't run, it, you know, it's all fucked up, then I'm like, no, get this. You can't have that on the lot. But it's like, I have a decent running car that I don't fucking need. Can you sell it and you get, like, 5% of the sale or whatever?
Yeah.
And so, like, I'd have just, like, a lot that just, you know, people bring in their cars, you know, and I have the keys. But, you know, the owner has, like, the title still because, you know, it's not my car. And I, you know, I can fucking deal with all the...
So if the car gets damaged while it's in your lot, are you at fault?
It depends on how it gets damaged.
There would probably be some type of insurance that you could carry. Yeah.
There'd be business insurance, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would, you know, make people, like, if they're going to take the car out on a test drive... sign a fucking document saying, hey, if you crash this car, you fucking buy it.
You crash it, you buy it?
You crash it, you buy it. It's yours. Congratulations. You now own this fucking, you know, piece of shit car.
You crash it, you cash it? Nah.
Well, if it's their fault, then yeah, they'd be liable and they'd have to pay for everything. But if it was someone else's fault, then you'd go after the person at fault.
Yeah, if someone fucking, like, T-bones them, like, going through, like, a stop sign or something, and they didn't stop on their fucking stop sign, yes. Then, you know, they're responsible, and it's like, hey, here's your fucking money. Congratulations. You know, they don't care because they wanted the car gone anyway. Me and the fucking person driving gets a fucking payout from the insurance. And, you know, everything works out except for the guy that hits us. He gets fucked. I mean, it was a thought. I mean, it's not something I'm going to go for because I don't really give that much of a shit, but... You know, I'm like, that sounds kind of cool. What was I talking about before, though?
AI canceling strippers?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, like, I have no respect for any of these fucking people that work in an office. Like, if you work in an office altogether, it's just like, you know, what can you do? Like, imagine all the power goes out. Boom. You know, what are your skills? Like, what are your manual labor skills? Can you fucking, you know, do anything medical? You know, like, Courtney can do a whole bunch of medical shit. You can do a whole bunch of medical shit.
I can do a whole bunch of medical shit. Probably. Yes, but not on humans.
Well, I mean, if he's talking about apocalypse, I don't think anyone's gonna care.
I'm not gonna help other humans live.
Well, that's fine. You know, I have, you know, guns. I can fucking, you know, plant.
You just kill Alex?
No, I want to kill my wife. That's awful.
No, I'm talking to Alex.
I'm not here to help other human beings live. I'm here for animals.
What about me? What if, like, I was hurt?
It would depend on how hurt you were.
Chainsaw to the leg.
I would kill you peacefully.
Oh, my God.
I just chop off my leg with a chainsaw. Like, I'm fine.
I'll cauterize it for you, but if it gets infected, I'll give you a painless death.
Oh my God.
You can just take antibiotics.
You act like it's the end of the world.
You act like we're going to have antibiotics in the apocalypse.
Leg.
Yeah.
We are not. We are going to have it. You're going to have supply, and then when it's gone, it'll be gone.
Yeah, I know how to make penicillin.
Okay, you can't. No, penicillin is a very old antibiotic. Uh-huh. No one uses it anymore. Like, it's so old, it does fuck all. Like, bacteria is continuously evolving to be resistant to antibiotics.
But it's better than nothing.
Okay, well, no, what no one really fucking understands is no new antibiotics have been made. Like, nothing new has been made. We're just, like, increasing the strength of what we have. Like, eventually bacteria is going to outrun it all, and then we won't have antibiotics anymore. Like, they're trying
That's going to be the apocalypse. That, you know, that's going to be when the power goes out. That's going to be, you know, it's either that, the sun's going to explode.
My point is, we have a limited supply of antibiotics. It is not unlimited. And even what we have now is...
It's like gas will only last like a year.
Yeah.
So, like, if you run out of gas, it's like... Like, a gas station will only last a couple days on its reserve tanks.
Exactly.
So it's like, this is, you know, what America should be doing is going through. And, you know, if you have a desk job, it's like, I sit at a desk and I do, you know, nothing. It's like, okay, do you know how to turn a wrench? You know, learn another skill. You know, learn a bonus skill that you can use in the apocalypse. Because if you come to a camp and be like, well, I can do your accounting, yeah, you know, they're going to be like, fuck off. We don't want you. But if you're like, hey, I can fucking, you know, I can do sutures. Yeah, you know, I'm really good at that. And they're like, oh, fuck yeah. You know, or hey, I can shoot. I can defend. I can, you know, dig a hole. I can, you know, wire up electricity.
Why are we shifting into camps? I don't know. I don't like tribe mentality. I'm not going to be part of that.
I mean, this is how it's going to be.
I'm not going to be part of that.
I can guarantee you.
Alex would kill herself.
Yes. I am only suffering so much more on this fucking mortal plane of ones and zeros I am forced to exist in. Fuck that.
No, I
make second it. My life gets more uncomfortable than it is, I'm done.
I would make sure you're taken care of.
Okay, no, you're lucky I haven't killed myself yet, okay? You have no idea how lucky you are right
that
now.
That would be awful. I would be crying and stuff. I'd be like on the podcast, like, my wife killed herself. So now we're having a man on the podcast. Welcome back, Tron.
You would let Tron move back in?
Oh, I'd be in such fucking, you know, depression. Yeah, you know, I'd figure out something.
The point is, you're lucky. And my point is, if it gets worse, I am outs. I am dead outs. I am so tired of my body rebelling against me.
Viva la revolution. I don't speak French.
I don't expect you to.
The French do, apparently. Like, fucking French people, like, hate Americans that can't speak French.
I mean, of course they do.
They're such assholes about it, too. They're like,
America are assholes. You're an asshole.
Yeah, I never said I wasn't.
So, okay, you can't be mad at other people being assholes when you yourself are an asshole. That's hypocritic. I almost said Hippocratic, but it's, no, it's being a hypocrite.
It's a Hippocratic oath. But yeah, I'm like excited for like the end of the world. And I feel like it's coming. I feel like, you know, America is going to just like run out of money. Like the government's going to be like, hey, we actually don't have any money and everyone's calling in on their debts. So yeah, we owe fucking China like trillions of dollars that we don't have. And they want their money now. So we're giving America over to China. Welcome to new China. You're all new Chinese citizens.
So if we're taken over by China, does that mean we'll be forced into communism?
Yep.
Okay, I'm fine with this.
I mean, fucking Americans will...
Communism doesn't work.
Okay, communism is the closest we can get to world peace because people who do not want world peace exist. Okay?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
The point... I mean, no, Courtney...
Most communisms are like...
Communism looks great on paper, does not work well.
It's great until you want food. But the whole point is, I want human subjugation. If we corral ourselves and farm our own selves, that's like the best scenario ever. We're mincemeat.
I don't think you're that. You're so weird.
Well, I mean, that's not what communism is. Communism is everything belongs to everybody.
Yes.
So
yeah,
it's like,
but it only ever practically works.
Yeah. No. Like
I want humans in chains. And
that's not how communism works. It's not a fucking dictatorship. What you're talking about is a dictatorship.
I want a combination of the two.
Yeah, but there's no ever been ever any working communism.
Exactly.
There's been communes that have worked for like a bit. And if you have like a small enough commune, yeah, it can fucking work. It's like you do this job, you do this job, you do this job, and it all fucking, you know, flows pretty fucking well. But the second that there's someone that's like, I'm the leader here and I'm entitled to fucking extra shit because I'm the leader, then fucking communism falls the fuck apart. The second someone, you know, in communism says mine, it's all gone.
I don't like humans as a species.
Yeah, I mean, we're fucking assholes. But like the second fucking, you know, people are like, if everyone was selfless and it's like, yeah, you know, this belongs to everybody. You know, you can have, you know, maybe like 20 people in a commune and it works. But you get too much more than that and it all fucking falls apart.
Well, it's also below the level of... I can't remember the word now. But there's a word to describe how, like, there's a level of how many people you need to be able to interbreed without causing genetic mutations. And that's 450.
Well, I mean, yeah, 450 is, like, just way too much. It's like a wolf pack. It's like you can't have, like, 100 fucking wolves in a wolf pack.
No, but you can have 100 wolves in an ecosystem.
Yeah. And like, have smaller wolf packs. And each of those wolf packs is its own commune. Because each one fucking, you know, it's like, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. But, you know, if you have 100, you get some lazy fucking wolves and they fucking take it all down.
No, you kill the lazy wolves. They're not supporting the community, ergo
exactly. That is exactly what I'm saying. You kill the lazy wolves.
Yes.
You kill the fucking lazy people that do not have any fucking real world skills. And then bada bing, bada boom.
People.
You know, the fucking camps work well because it's like, hey, you know, okay, you can fucking, you know, we'll, you know, protect you. Because you're not going to survive out there on your own. Because
if you cannot survive on your own, why are you alive?
Oh my.
Okay, no. People like me need to be killed. People like people who have like genetic deformities. Anyone who is not defined as a perfect human being does not need to exist because we're part of the problem.
And this is how Hitler came to power.
It is, unfortunately. This is what I was taught in homeschool. I was taught that Hitler told people that it was okay to euthanize people who had Down syndrome and stuff. And the first time I heard that, I was like, oh yeah, that makes 100% sense. Of course, people who are at my level of being able to contribute to society have no purpose.
Well, I mean, it's like the movie 300. It's like they would take the babies to a cliff and examine them. And if they had Down syndrome or any fucking genetic, you know, deformation, they just throw them over the cliff to death.
This is fucking quality control.
And yeah, it is sad to see.
This is population control at its finest.
Well, I mean, they tried fucking doing that with eugenics and all that, and it did not work well.
They didn't try hard enough.
Oh, they did. And like fucking one dude was like, I am the father of all of these babies. And just, it went fucking horrible. Because he like fucking impregnated like most of the women there.
So there, on average, there's only about 5 to 7 bulls that their semen is used to fertilize the entire cow population across the world.
Yeah, and that's why fucking bananas are going extinct too.
Bananas are disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, like, what? Yeah,
okay, they're going extinct?
Bananas are going extinct, yes.
They've already gone extinct.
Well, one fucking... the old banana went extinct. The one the Laffy Taffy is after, that one went extinct.
Okay,
you know how, like, the banana Laffy Taffy doesn't taste like bananas? It's because that fucking banana went extinct.
Okay, I don't care what anyone else says. Bananas taste like mucus.
Well, if you fucking put them in your mouth too long, yeah.
Exactly.
Banana bread? Fire.
Ugh. There's a reason why I've never made banana bread for you.
Whatever. So.
Do you like it with nuts or without the nuts?
Nuts, of course.
Okay, at least there's a shining.
So. Let's go ahead and get into some fucking stories. We've been jabbering for like a half an hour. And like we're about to like start a fucking, you know, crazy dictatorship. So. But a man, a 71-year-old man, was arrested by the LAPD because they found nearly 3,000 boxes of stolen Legos in his home. Now, when I first saw the title for this story, I just thought it was just like loose boxes of Legos. And I'm like, is he just going to fucking schools and just stealing their boxes of Legos?
Wait, why did you assume that? It said Lego sets.
Because like it just said stolen, you know, Legos, like
sets.
Boxes.
Well, as it didn't in say sets.
It didn't say sets.
You literally just highlighted sets.
I know. Because in the fucking website here at cbsnews.com, you know, I'm actually on the fucking website, it says sets. But like on the fucking, you know, shorted version, it did not say sets. It just said boxes of Legos. Fucking man, you know, was arrested because they found boxes of Legos in his house.
Who'd he steal them from? Just like stores and stuff?
Yeah.
Does he have to pay it back?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, LA police found more than 2,800 boxes of stolen Lego sets, and they have pictures of it. And it's just fucking racks and racks of fucking, you know, Lego sets.
Did he say what he was going to do with them?
Oh, he sells them.
Oh.
So
he's making a profit.
He was.
He was.
But, his name is Richard Siegel, and his accomplice, 39-year-old Blanca Udino. They raided his fucking Long Beach home, and you know, they found all these fucking boxes ranging from $20 to well over $1,000.
Where did the boxes go?
What do you mean?
Like, do they go back to the stores? Like, where did the boxes of Legos go?
To whatever store reported them stolen.
Do you think they have any of the cat ones?
No.
I really want one of the cat ones.
You want a box like a Lego cat?
Yeah.
Let me see.
No, they're expensive.
I bet you they're not.
No, there's a reason why I haven't bought them. See?
$68.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah,
for Legos? That's not that much.
It is for me.
Here's from Lego.com.
I have bills to pay. See, that's $100.
We'll ship in 60 days. Dismiss. Fuck off.
It'll ship in 60 days.
It's on back order.
Oh, my God. Well, there's a reason why it's on back order. It's cute as fuck. And they also have their, like, flower line, which is also really cute. Oh, my God. Look at it. It's so cute.
I mean, just, like, look at the fucking picture. It has different eyes. That's cool.
Yes.
So, he might have had fucking the cat once. You never know. But, yeah, the detectives came and fucking raided his shit. Fucking found all his boxes. And people were showing up, you know, as the raid was happening. And, like, looking to buy, like, boxes of fucking Legos.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, it's like, oh, never mind. Like,
whoa!
All the fucking boxes.
That's so many.
They have Ninjagos. They have the fucking Millennium Falcon.
They have so much Star Wars.
And I don't understand why people fucking pay. Literally, 3D printers exist. Just 3D print whatever the fuck you want.
It's the joy of assembling it. It's a 3D puzzle. Legos are 3D puzzles, and I love puzzles. Legos are 3D puzzles.
Okay. So, yeah, this guy, you know, fucking Richard Siegel, good on ya. I feel like he's going to get a slap on the wrist. I'm like, don't steal Legos.
He's 71. What are they going to do?
Slap him on the wrist.
Like, do 71-year-old dudes also get fucked in the butt in prison? Or is there a level where, like, okay, you're too old to fuck in the butt in prison?
They fuck him in his colostomy bag, duh. They fuck him in his stoma.
It would be warm and squishy.
This is too disgusting.
Fucking Courtney's like, it hits too close to home.
Sorry, Courtney. Yeah.
So, like, one of the tenants, the kids keep on putting shit down the toilet. Like, straight up. They're putting shit down there. And, like,
they're supposed to put shit down toilets.
Oh, my God. You think you're hilarious.
I'm pretty goddamn funny.
So, I had to go and rent one of those router things. Like, one of the professional ones that they use.
Yeah, they sell them for, like, $60 at Harbor Freight.
They do?
Yeah. Like the really long ones. It has like a little fucking, you know, little spiral head on it. You can go all the way down. It goes like 100 feet.
Yeah, but is it the machine one?
Oh, I mean, you attach a drill to it, but yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That's weird. Really? Are they effective, though?
I mean, I use it. Well, I don't have the Harbor Freight one, but I have the hook one, and it works really well. Rather than a plunger, yeah. So it's like a fucking hook, and then you like kind of like slink it down and just, you know, spin it by hand. It has like a little hand crank on it, and yeah, breaks up all the shit and then flush it.
I have a small one. It's just not long enough. And then like it just wasn't getting through. Like the hand crank one. Yeah, the one that I have.
I mean,
just getting through whatever.
I mean, obviously, you're not going to fucking, you know, be using it a whole bunch, but, you know, sometimes it's easier to rent.
Every month, basically. At least like once or twice a month for the past few months.
God.
Yeah. And, like, one time we had to pay someone to do it. Because, like, it was really bad. Like, it flooded her apartment.
Like, why are you still renting to the family?
Do you charge? We thought
it was because there's, like, so many people up there.
Uh-huh.
But, like, now we know that it's the kids putting stuff down the toilet, down it. Because, like, we for real found, like, paper towels and this last time. And, like, we found baby wipes last time.
Oh, my God. Flushable baby wipes are not flushable.
Fucking evict them.
They're not.
Get them the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
You know, install a bidet.
No worries.
So. But apparently, for the next story, hard left turn. You know, rather than, you know, shitty toilets.
Why is it left and not right?
Because that's how, like, stages work.
Mm, I like lefts better than right.
Exit left. You know, that's, you know, how scenes transition. I don't know. I might be making that shit up.
Transition to the left.
Uh-huh. I mean, that well, at least when I was doing plays, that's how we did it. Exit left. Exit stage left. But
they don't have a lot of cat specific stuff
for Legos.
Yeah,
no, it's a small collection.
Yeah, I just see like the tiny mini cats that they have, and then like that one tuxedo cat for like $100 off of Amazon, though. So,
tuxedo cats are good cats, unless you have a girl tuxedo, then it's kind of iffy.
So apparently, over in Japan, marriage rates have been declining. So now the government has created their own fucking version of, like, Tinder or a dating app called Tokyo's Futari Story. In an effort to create couples, Futari, not to be confused with Futanari, chicks with dicks.
Oh, I heard Fruits Basket, and I was very confused.
In a country where it's seemingly increasingly common to become hitori or alone. I like how they're like trying to like insert a little bit of Japanese. Like, hey, learn a little bit of Japanese while you're here reading this story.
It's respectful. I appreciate them doing that.
I mean, they can just call them neats. It's fine.
I mean, they could have also done that. Yes, I do agree with that.
The site is offering counsel and general information for potential lovebirds. The dating app is also in development. City Hall hopes they can offer it later this year, accessible through phone, web, through phone or web. But reports say that the app will require confirmation of identity, such as driver's license, your tax records to prove income, and a signed form that says you're ready to get married.
This is Blue Lobster shit right here.
I mean, like, I feel like a whole lot of people, like, Japanese people do not, they're not really open about sex and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're worse than America.
That, well, I mean, they are fucking perverted. Like, they're like... I mean, they're like,
they have sex shops.
Oh yeah, no, they have love hotels. They have a hotel that you can go to and be like, I want 2 hours, and then you come out 10 minutes later and it's like, can I get a refund on the second hour? I'm like, no. It's like, good for you for, you know, thinking that you can go 2 hours. Like, they have panty vending machines.
Why yeah. Why are people into underwear?
It's Japan. They are weird. Like, their fucking game shows over there is, like, next level.
Those are cool as fuck.
Like I want to fucking learn, you know, fluent Japanese. That way I can just, like, watch their game shows and just have a good fucking time.
I just watch the ones you don't need instructions to be able to enjoy, which is all of them.
The report says the app may also ask for height, job, and education. But an official denied anything was decided. Yeah, I mean, they want fucking, you know, foreigners to come in, but they don't want them to come in. Like, the old-timers. Yeah, the baby boom is done. And I feel like this is just all throughout the world. Like, people are like, I need to save up money because the world's coming to an end.
Kids are expensive.
Honestly, like...
Diapers are expensive. Like, what the fuck?
I've come up with a plan to fucking, you know, curb, you know, all this unnecessary baby breeding. And pretty much what it is if you are qualified and you have like enough money and can, you know, support a kid financially and, you know, together with your, you know, spouse or, you know, your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whatever, or your partner in general.
Is there a Black Mirror episode about this?
Well, no.
I'm pretty sure, no, there's, I've heard this storyline before.
But pretty much what it would be is you do not get the child tax credit unless, you know, both, you know, fucking partners are working and both of them are together. So, like, you can have as many kids as you want. The government's not going to pay for it. You don't get WIC. You don't get any of that shit. And if you cannot provide for your kid, you're going to go to jail. You're going to get your kid taken away from you and rehomed to a loving family.
So the government still pays for it in the end?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really, like... Like, that's already happening. And, like, there's tons of kids that aren't going to good, loving homes.
Well, I mean, and you get a child tax credit.
That just doesn't have enough money.
Yeah, no, like, fucking, there's people that'll go out there, have a kid or two, fucking treat them like shit, get that child tax credit, and then use that child tax credit on, like, drugs. You know, what I'm saying is take away that incentive to have a kid to get a child tax credit. So, you know, now both, you know, members have to be, you know, working, you know, paying taxes, you know. And, you know, say you get divorced, guess what? No longer get a child tax credit.
I mean, how much even is the tax credit?
Like a few thousand. Like, I have one friend that had two kids. She got an extra $10,000 on her taxes.
So it's $1,600 per dependent.
No, it was way more than that.
Yeah, it's per kid. So it's $1,600 per kid. And then I think it's capped at a certain amount of kids.
Now I need to fucking look it up. Let's see.
That's what I did. Child
tax credit.
Okay, so two off of... the fuck, that's not, I wouldn't trust that one.
Child tax credit would be worth $2,000 per qualifying child, with, yeah, $1,700 being potentially
tax refundable. Relief Congress. So the credit was $1,800 in 2024, $1,900 in 2024, and then $2,000. So yeah,
get rid of that for fucking, you know, people that, you know, or just having kids to have kids.
We need.
I mean, that's like,
you know, make it to where, you know, abortion is just available to everybody. As late as you want. You know, that baby, oh, it hasn't cried yet, fucking chop its head off. I mean, it's not a nice thing, but it's like, it's better, like, as a fucking newborn, you're not online yet. And like,
that's debatable, but continue.
Yeah, you're alive, you're just not online. Like, you don't fucking really remember anything. I had the tip of my penis cut off. I don't remember that. Thanks, Mom, for
actually,
fucking...
Actually, you know, so they used to not believe that babies didn't feel pain. And so they actually do remember stuff. Like, all the people today that don't like doctors, like, some of that can be connected to the fact that, oh, they didn't give them pain meds, and they're afraid of people in nurses' outfits and white coats.
And also, like, this shit sets you up for chronic pain later in life. Like, well, also, I mean, that.
I know why I don't like doctors, and I have a clear memory of what the fuck happened. And it was when
you were held down when they gave you a shot. Which now is you don't fucked like up. Needles, and now you don't like doctors.
Yeah.
And he still married someone in the medical profession.
Cat medical facility.
I fix pussies.
I mean, it's required for you to get vaccinated.
No, it's not.
Well, you have to jump through hoops not to.
No, I don't.
No, I meant when you're a child.
I mean, yeah. And my mom held me down. She's like, hey, here you go. Here's the fucking chickenpox vaccine. Oh, you got chickenpox anyway.
Yes, but when you had chickenpox, it was less severe and it didn't last as long. Yeah. You didn't fucking die from it.
Should have. Let's go through
now you got the shingles.
I mean, whatever. We'll figure it out when I get there. Apparently, police in Burlington, Vermont, staged like a shooting, didn't tell the students, and now the students are fucking terrified.
What the fuck?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they did a robbery scenario. That included fake firearms for like a fucking drill. They just like did like a mock shooting at a school. I'm like, that's in poor taste. And they're like, yeah, we're sorry about that. Bad on us.
Like an apology is going to fix things.
Vancouver is upset because they had privacy logs and now they don't. Because they had a nude beach.
I don't know what privacy logs means.
Like a log, like a tree that's on the side.
Oh.
Log like- of a tree? Tree log? It's fine.
Like driftwood?
So, like, Alex, it's like a log.
Like a log.
Like a big section.
Like a log.
Like it could be small or big of a tree.
Okay, so driftwood. Continue.
Well, not driftwood, but yeah.
Not driftwood.
If it's on the beach, it's now driftwood.
They brought it there. Jesus Christ, shut their fucking bike up.
Aw, is your dick hard now?
No. Being obnoxious. This one's from Two Hot Takes. Now we're into, you know, all this dumb bullshit. By Boobies. It's 8008IES is Boobies. Half my family doesn't know I'm married. Now I'm regretting not telling them. So I got married about 2 years ago to my husband. Just a courthouse wedding. We didn't announce it to anyone. I only told my mom, sister, and a handful of friends prior. At the time, my relationship with my dad, parents are divorced, was not good, and I didn't want to tell him what I was doing. End result, no one on that side of the family knows about my marriage. More people on my mom's side know, and all of my friends. Fast forward to now, my dad is now sober, and we have a pretty good relationship at the time. He asked if we're going to get married and stuff along those lines. I feel like he has gotten suspicious, but hasn't accused me of anything. I'm feeling really guilty keeping this from him, but if I tell him we got married 2 years ago, I have no idea how him and his side of the family will react. We do eventually want to have a wedding once we can afford it, but do I just pretend like we haven't been married for the past few years? I really didn't think this through, nor thought that my dad would be in my life, or alive, period. But anyway, please provide any advice. Maybe I'm not the only one who's dealt with this.
Maybe just, you can, if that it makes them feel that uncomfortable not letting them know, just let them know that, hey, we just got married on paper, but we plan on having an actual wedding ceremony. And so we haven't told really a lot of people because
it's just... Keep lying to your dad. Keep it up. Let it blow up. It's going to be great. Like, fucking be married 15 years. Yeah, we've been married. But yeah, I'm fucking... In the comments, people are saying, use your big, you know, adult words and tell them, you know, say, hey, we got married, you know, fuck off. Get over it. But yeah, I mean, you know, you can either fucking not tell them, it will come out eventually. How, you know, long do you want this lie to fucking go? Or you can just be like, yeah, we just got married. You know, we just did a courtroom wedding. We're still saving up, but, you know, just to, you know, for taxes.
Just don't tell him how many years.
Yeah, you know, like.
He doesn't know, just doesn't need to know the timeline of actually when.
Like when discussing, like, your ex-girlfriends, it's like, don't, you know, ever tell timelines. It's like, when were you dating her? October to fucking, you know, January? Wait, weren't you dating me November to, you know, it's like, oh, shit.
The more details, the...
See, like, this guy just keeps on coming back. I get it. Cool, dude. You don't have to be that guy. Fucking go to where you're going to go. Fucking people get their dicks hard there, too. Another two hot takes. We got a couple of these, so we're going to, you know, fast fire them because we got like 10 minutes. We got as much time as we want, but I like to keep it concise. By Spooky Skeletons 18, I, 28 female, am not attracted to my husband, 28 male, after he gained a lot of weight. My husband and I are married 2 years, together for 7, have a pretty great relationship. We met in college, worked hard to achieve our own personal goals, as well as relationship goals. We have similar interests and hobbies, and we have settled into a really nice life together. The only problem is he gained about 100 pounds since our 4th year together. He has a large belly and a lot of fat rolls all over his body. This has affected our sex life throughout our relationship. I've had many conversations with him about this. See? Fucking these guys. When we first met, we bonded over our love of physical activity and sports. Now he refuses to do any of the activities other than golf that I suggest. I try and cook healthy meals to keep him live and active lifestyle, but he always orders pizza. He won't join me when I go to the gym, fitness class, or hike. We have a decent sex life, but I find it hard to actually be sexually attracted to him. Even when we are intimate, his belly gets in the way, and it's a huge turnoff for me. It also doesn't feel great slamming into me. Sometimes I need to try and move it out of his way to get to his intimate parts. Aw, that's sad.
Aww.
And the last time I had a conversation with him was about 4 months ago, and he got quite frustrated with me, saying I didn't marry him for his body. I totally agree and love him and love our life, but I miss being sexually attracted to him and craving sex with him. Does anyone have advice on how to tell him this or how to help him lose weight? TLDR, my husband and I, together 9 years, has gained 100 pounds over the last 5 years. We have a great life together, and I love him, but I'm not sexually attracted to him. I've tried to encourage a healthy lifestyle. I've told him that this is a huge turnoff for me, but he has no interest in losing weight. Honey, yeah, fucking men love being fat.
You might want to consider giving up and moving on. You can't wait for someone to fix themselves if they're not going to.
Yeah, plus, you can't do anything and make them.
They have to want it. And it sounds like he's not going to. So she might as well cut her losses and move on. If he's not going to respect her anymore.
You know, give him like an ultimatum. You know, just.
Ultimatums are never good things.
Yeah, like, just stop having sex with him. I mean, like, you know, did he go from 150 to 250? Or did he go from 250 to, like, 350? Because that, you know, kind of data matters. But, yeah, there's comments are saying that he has medical issues. Or he might get medical issues. But yeah, 100 pounds in 5 years, yeah, that is not healthy.
It is not.
So. Yeah, honestly, you know, OP, yeah, just, like, go for, like, little things, like walks. Like, hey, come on with a walk with me. You know, and just, you know, encourage him.
That's what she's been doing.
No, she's been cooking nice and fucking, you know, beating around the bush. Fucking make lose weight or I'm leaving. You know. Or get in fucking good shape yourself. That way he wants to fucking, you know,
okay,
keep you.
Based on how she's talking about, I'm assuming she's in good shape.
I mean, I'm sure
she's still
like
going to the gym and fitness and that kind of stuff. Like, she's maintained her active lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, back when we met, I was like in pretty good shape. Now I'm fat.
You weren't in good shape. You were malnourished.
It was great shape.
No.
I was skinny. I've seen like pictures of me from back then. I'm like, oh fuck, I was so skinny back then.
Yeah, because you were malnourished and homeless.
Way to hurt me. Ouch. Now on to Am I the Asshole? By Trash Feelings 5171. Am I the asshole for telling my stepdaughter she can have her dead dad pay for the wedding? Edit, she is 27 right now. I may have gone too far. My now wife divorced her ex when her three kids were young. He was an addict. She met me a few years later, and we dated for 2 years before she entered. Like how you spelled before. Before she introduced me to her kids. Two kids really hit it off. And Kelly did not like me. Just passive aggressive and stuff. But it came much worse when her dad passed away. She did not take it well and resulted in a lot of outbursts. I wasn't living there at this time. She went into therapy, but overall didn't seem like it helped. She threatens to run away if I married their mom. So I stayed away but continued to date their mom. Over time, the two kids started to stay at my place in order to get away from the drama. It was a rough time for them, and we bonded even more. When Kelly was 18, the two of us decided to stop putting our life on hold and got married. Kelly hated this. The other kids were happy, though. Every interaction I've had with her has been unpleasant, and I don't see her as one of my kids. I eventually adopted her siblings when they were 16 and 17. They asked me. During that time, she destroyed a lot of her siblings' stuff for betraying their dad. Now I rarely see her, and I prefer it that way. The two kids have an on and off relationship. I paid for the two kids' weddings. I got a call from her asking to pay for her wedding since I paid for the other two. I told her no. This started an argument how it's unfair. I have had enough to pay to have. I have had enough and told her to have her dad pay for the wedding. She hung up after some lovely names. I think I've gone too far, which makes me a jerk.
She's 27.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I can see how you are kind of an asshole.
How?
You know, pretty much a little girl lost her dad. She, like, watched her dad go through addiction, which is not a fun fucking thing to do. To, you know, watch someone you love, you know, pretty much destroy themselves and then end up dead. It's, you know.
She's 27. She's had plenty of time to work on herself, and she has done none of that. And then she expects to be handed stuff. That's narcissistic shit right there.
I mean, it is. Yeah, she is a fucking narcissist. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, hey, guess what? You know, you are obviously the older sibling, so you got to, you know, see like the worst parts of it while the other kids were, you know, kind of naive to it. It's like my parents' divorce. Like I was there for like the divorce. I'm like, eh, whatever. I don't really care. But like my brothers were like young.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. It's like when like Grandma Pursley died. I'm like, oh, you know. But my brothers were like babies. I'm like, so didn't affect them at all.
Yeah, but we didn't ask your dad to pay for our wedding.
No, I paid for the house.
Yeah, that's different. You're not a dick to your dad.
Yeah, and I don't think you even expected his help. Like, you were surprised that you were going to get his help.
Yeah. It was great, though.
I expect nothing. Like, that's...
Precisely. And she's just, after being a dick to him the entire time, she's reaching out and asking for free money. He doesn't owe her anything.
But, you know, bringing up her dead dad is where, you know, he's being a dickhead.
No, she has pushed buttons. And that's, no, you do stupid shit, you win stupid prizes.
You know, hey, you know, fucking, she, like, watched her two siblings, you know, get married and have, you know, her stepdad fucking pay for it.
She has not worked on herself. I have worked on myself, therefore I deserve nicer things.
Well, I mean, like, addiction sometimes can run in the family, and sometimes it can... You know, like, if I don't know the entire story, I'm not quick to fucking, you know, judge shit like this. Because I've seen fucking things go really wrong. And it's like,
Okay, no, the second he said she went into therapy, but it didn't seem to help, I was done. If you're in therapy, you have to help yourself. If you go into therapy and it's non-productive, that's on you.
Well, I mean, like, I fucking went into the loony bin. Didn't do shit for me. You know, I'm like, oh, cool.
Okay, that's different than therapy.
I mean, it was a form of therapy. I had to talk to a doctor.
But were you open and honest at all?
No.
Then it didn't work.
But, like, I was forced to go.
It's your fault that it failed.
I was forced to go into it. So.
Yeah, but you didn't try.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, for bringing up the dead dad, a little bit, but... She is more of, you know, being a little see you next Tuesday cunt. So, yeah. All in all, you know, she's more in the wrong. But give me money. Now for relationship advice. I love this. By throwaway, how do I, 20 female 20 years old, tell my boyfriend, male 20, boyfriend that he needs small condoms. He was a virgin when we met, but he watched a lot of porn. We started having sex recently and he used regular condoms. They kept rolling off and they really wouldn't stay on. He thought they were too small and so he bought some large ones. That was even worse and they'd come off inside me. He's very insecure about his body and I keep telling him that he needs small condoms. And telling him that he needs small condoms probably wouldn't go down well. How do I tell him this without crushing his spirit? Girl, you can't. Telling a man he has a small dick is like...
Oh, no, it's worse. Finish it.
I mentioned the porn thing because he struggles to make me even come close to orgasming, even with his hands.
Oh, honey.
I think he replicates what he sees and the sex isn't good at all. It's just one more problem to add.
Oh, darling.
So, teach him. Fucking guide him. You're 20. I mean, there's no way that 20-year-olds fuck good at all. Like, when I was 20, I didn't fuck good.
You fucked okay. It was improving, so I stuck with it.
You know, you're like, fucking... Like blowjobs are like trying to get like a, you know... Bottle cap off a 2-liter with your teeth. It's just like,
No, my first few blowjobs were not good. So, but I only bit your dick twice, so I feel like overall it's a good accomplishment.
So, do not use the word small. He needs a different size.
I mean, that's a nice way to go about it.
Fucking, just go out and buy him condoms that are small.
I highly doubt a package says small, so how do you know if they're small?
Less than regular, or whatever the fuck they is. I guarantee you.
Okay, I want to know how they describe a small condom in an advertisement.
Small condoms. Not female condoms, you asshole. Okay. Snugger fit. Form adaptee. Snugger fit is what it says.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
From one condom. No, motherfucker, I don't want 15% off. I'm not buying condoms. enter your own measurements. Holy shit, I can make my own fucking condom.
That's amazing.
I want to see how, like, how fuck max this bitch the fuck out. Get the fucking size.
They have a size for the max out.
Get samples or buy my one condom, custom fit condoms now. Yeah, fucking give me it. I don't know. But yeah, get like a snugger fit condom and then just like, you know, take it out, like open it and put it on a stick with your mouth. Like that's a fucking, you know, a boss bitch move. Gets flavored ones.
I don't care if it's flavored. I would never put a condom in my mouth.
I have.
That's disgusting. That's worse.
How's that worse?
Why is there a condom in your mouth?
Because I was blowing it up like a balloon.
That's okay. No, there's a difference between you blowing up a balloon and a condom being inside your mouth.
That's,
you know, if you used a mouse pad, that'd be easier.
Yeah, I'm using my shorts. God, yeah. Condom gum commercial. Yeah, it's a banned fucking ad.
Well, of course it's banned.
But, you know, it's just like the fucking, they're like fucking around in like the, you know, kitchen. It's like, yeah, let me share it with Courtney so she can actually see it.
What the fuck? This is so bad.
It is really fucking bad. The fuck is it? Oh, there it is.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're like fucking making out.
The deer is watching.
The deer is watching.
Kid in the mirror.
I don't know.
That's not a, it's not a mirror, it's a picture.
Okay.
And that's her dad.
He's like, what is that? He just puts it right in his mouth.
Oh! What the fuck did my eyes just see?
Nothing great.
Oh my god.
Actually, that was kind of funny.
But that's how long ago that was, like fucking in the beginning of YouTube.
So you put a condom in your mouth to do that?
Yeah, of course.
Did it work?
Yes.
But what'd you do with it afterwards?
Threw it away. How
deeply was it inside your mouth? Was
all
it like
the
one...
way, yes.
Okay, yeah, no.
It doesn't taste great.
It's fucking latex.
And I've also put like the fucking flavored ones in my mouth.
It doesn't matter if they're flavored.
It does. There's definitely a difference. Another relationship advice. So, yeah, fucking, you know, get small condoms and just don't tell them. Fucking put them on, you know, your fucking boyfriend and, you know, fuck with the smaller, snugger fit condoms.
Or tell him that he sucks in bed. Because he does.
Don't. He'll kill himself and blame
he
you.
He sucks in bed. You deserve better.
Another relationship advice by Prudent Business 215. My boyfriend, 36 male, admitted that he thinks my sister, 27 female, is prettier than me, 29 female. How do I overcome his comment? He told you the truth, Chica. Your sister's younger than you. Deal with that. But let's read. I have gone my whole life battling jealousy of my sister. I love her and only want her to be happy, but being the less attractive sister has stirred up many insecurities in myself since we were young. So you already know, I would be considered cute. And I don't mean my sister is just a little bit prettier than me. I mean, she is a head turner. She could blend perfectly in Victoria's Secret fashion show, kind of stunning, has a body, height and face. And she gets to live an extremely thrilling life because of what beautiful brings. Dates powerful and famous men, gets spoiled with vehicles, luxuries. I mean, it's just night and day difference about how stunning people live in the world compared to the rest of us. I live a normal working 9-to-5 growing up, being compared to that and overlooked in every aspect. Next to her has damaged my self-esteem beyond repair. Now I love my boyfriend and he loves me, but he made a detrimental comment that I'm struggling to move past. We're out with a bunch of friends I was meeting for the first time, and everyone had been drinking. I was asked about my siblings, and at some point my boyfriend loudly proclaimed, "If you think, you know, my name is pretty, you should see her sister." And then began showing everyone at the table photos of her Instagram, and of course everyone was in awe. I felt so small, and now I knew my own boyfriend found her more attractive than me. I brought it up afterwards, and of course he backpedaled, stated he didn't mean it in that way, but it's been 2 months now, and the comment won't leave my mind. I can't escape the constant comparisons to her, and I don't think I ever will. It's exhausting. How do I overcome these insecurities?
Okay, this is the kind of creep who dates his sister so he can get closer to the hot chick, in his opinion. He's a creep. You need to drop his ass. That's fucked up. How does he immediately have her Instagram and start showing everyone photos? Like, that is so demeaning. Like, he's just with her to get closer to the sister.
I don't think this guy is like too much of a looker himself.
No.
And you know, he's like, yeah, I'm, you know. But it's like when you know like the sister is fucking hotter, it's like, ah, fuck. Yeah, it's like it was just like a foot and mouth fucking type thing.
OP deserves better.
Then fucking, you know, go, you know, live your ugly life if you're gonna do that.
Good on the comments. I want to see if there's anyone who agrees with me.
Now you know that even if he didn't mean it like that, he certainly mean it enough to publicly show off your sister to impress his friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have potential to be as hot as your sister. Your sister puts in the work. You know, you don't. You know, yeah, fucking showing off the sister was like kind of like, but you know, these are his friends, and
what? He should be proud of his girlfriend, not the sister.
See, this is the problem with women.
Oh my God. So far, all the comments are agreeing with what I've said.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
fucking,
I mean, it's
women
quite
are
honestly like, if you know someone has a complex about their sister or brother, whether the same sex, different sex, or shit, like, you don't go and turn around and do that.
Do you think my brother is hotter than me?
No. I don't find anybody attractive, though. Like, I'm not the person to be basing any source of trying to prove what you're
then
talking about.
The picture.
About. Everyone in the comments are agreeing with me. That's why you're being so fucking
I have to join the man side, okay?
You just hate being.
No, I hate being a man sometimes because we have to fucking just deal with this bullshit, you know, and fucking, you know, show you women what's what.
I'm so sorry it's hard to be a piece of shit, babe. That must really suck for you.
I mean, like, if you had a hotter sister, you know, it's like, and I never mentioned it and I never brought it up, you'd be like, hey, like, you know, address the elephant in the fucking room. No?
Okay, if he's showing off pictures of her sister like she's his girlfriend, that's fucked up. She needs to dump his ass.
They were talking about siblings and he was showing pictures of the siblings.
No, he meant it like that, not like that. She needs to move on.
Okay, then fucking, you know, dump him.
Exactly.
And then see, you know, how fucking good your life gets from there. And you're like, oh, fuck, god damn it, why did I leave him? Or dump him and then, you know, find someone that's, like, you know, way hotter. I don't know.
Don't, you know, settle for anything second best, OP.
Settle for second best. My wife did.
I settled for safe.
Now for the last relationship advice by No Air 6885. I, 29, female, am pregnant from my husband, 31, female. Gotta hope so. and our baby has a congenital disease. He is pro-life, and I am pro-choice. Can I make him change his point of view? We are married for 3 years, known each other 10 plus years, and always wanted kids. We were over the moon when we found out I was pregnant. Our baby was diagnosed with a cardiac defect that will require several open heart surgeries.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We are now waiting for the genetic test result.
Oh.
He has made it clear he wants to have the baby no matter what. And I have my doubts on what to do if the genetic test comes back with something. Even though I believe the test will come back clean, I wanted to discuss this for future cases. He told me he will not be able to be with someone that would abort voluntarily, that he would just ask me to have the baby and then he can go on and I can go on with my life. And he would never ask me for anything. So he is willing to do anything for the kids, even being a single parent. The only reason to abort is if my life was in danger. He comes from a Catholic family, and I've always tried to be part of it, including the Sunday trips to church. I've never stated that I was pro-life in any situation, just voiced that I don't have sympathy for people that don't take necessary precautions. But he thought we were on the same page, both pro-life. I guess it was my fault for not discussing this prior. I feel lost. There's a missing piece between us. I love this man, and for me, there's no scenario where I don't spend the rest of my life with him. If the baby was healthy, this discussion would have never been held. That's some shit that you have to like just bring up. Like,
this is like maybe talk to a therapist. Like, make this like a three-way conversation.
I mean, like, I see this, you know, all the fucking time. And then, you know, people are like, fuck. Like, they regret, you know, their decision to make their life harder, but they do not regret their child, you know, because they can't. Like, I don't want to hate my child, but I hate the fact that my life is harder. And they don't want to exactly point the finger at their kid, but that's what it is. Your kid made your life fucking harder because you decided to have one that, you know, has problems. It's like, you know, if you know that science can make it to where it's like, okay, cool, we have a good, healthy kid that will not have any problems in life, cool. But, you know, people use religion as a shitty excuse to go out and be like, well, pro-life, every life is precious in the eyes of Christ. I don't fucking care. You know, you fucking religious nut jobs. You know, go ahead and, you know, have your cake, but you have to eat it too. And when you're like a single father that's, you know, taking care of a baby and it's like...
that needs multiple surgeries that are going to be very expensive.
And now you're in debt for the rest of your life and you die penniless. And then the second you die, your kid has no support and now fucking dies because they can't get the surgery that they need. And dies in insane fucking pain. And, you know, it's like if you have a Harlequin baby, you know, the fucking skin's inside out. It's like, why would you do that?
See,
wait, what?
It's a condition called Harlequin syndrome, and pretty much the skin is inside out. They die very quick. Like, they don't survive.
Exactly, and why would you make them try to survive it in the first place? Like,
because you're cruel, because you're like, maybe I can make it work.
It's cruelty when people like have children like this. It's like, no. This is not quality of life. They don't want
to. But, you know, like, at the same time, I can see the father's point. It's like, okay, you know, this is my kid, and I don't want you to kill my kid because, you know, it might have some problems.
I think, A, they need to wait for the results of the genetic test, because the genetic test comes back positive for stuff that it's easier to quantify why life is not, why this will not be quality of life, should be easier for, I feel like, for OP's husband to understand.
But, you know, if everything works out, you know, and you have a healthy kid, awesome.
No, she's not going to have a healthy kid. It's going to be born poorly. Like, they're doing genetic tests, I'm sure, for, like, certain types of things that could be the cause. But no matter what the cause is, this child will need open-heart surgery. Won't this?
So, then, OP, I hate to say this. You're probably going to have, if you truly want to, you know, abort this baby, you're going to have to leave your husband and kind of move away. Everything is...
She doesn't even have to tell him. I mean, she can always just take the pill and then say that... He naturally died.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, you can.
Yeah, but he'll figure it out.
How would he?
Jesus would tell him.
If he figured it out, then yeah, it would be over anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, that could also be just like another reason why, you know, you get divorced.
Yeah.
Like a secret like that, hey, I, you know, killed your fucking son behind your back or whatever. It's not a fucking great one to keep.
That's not, okay. Continue. I want to see comments.
All right, let's see comments.
This is an awful situation for anyone to be in.
I'm really sorry you're in this situation. It's actually absolutely heartbreaking. Unfortunately, you can't change his point of view. He's 31 years old, and presumably he's had these views all his life, and he has heard the debates.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
I don't have sympathy for people that don't take necessary precautions. Sound like you didn't take those precautions yourself. So you want our sympathy? I never stated I was pro-life in any situation. Just voice that I don't have sympathy, that don't take necessary precautions. But I thought we were on the same page, both pro-life. But you thought we were both on the same page, pro-life. He thought you were on the same big page because you were. You said you didn't have any sympathy for people that didn't take necessary precautions. Well, OP, you didn't take necessary precautions and got pregnant with someone who is pro-life. And most likely because yourself were pro-life. The only moral abortion is my abortion. Okay. You know, reap what you sow. Fucking people are just tearing OP apart in the comments.
They are.
I think you should let this choice depend on your doctor's advice rather than your husband's abortion views. For me, it would depend on what quality of life the child would have and if they would require lifelong care.
Like, they need the results of the test to make a better informed decision.
I mean, like, you know, I have, you know, couple friends that have had, you know, open heart surgery as babies, and, you know, they're fine. They're doing great now, and they're able to take care of themselves. And
so, why is that good?
Well, this, you know, gives maybe hope for OP here. I doubt OP will ever fucking hear this. But you know, if she does, you know, hey, I have a couple friends. They can eat cereal out of their chest. Because they have, like, a concave chest. And, yeah. You know, they weren't an athlete, but they were successful in life. They're still alive. They're almost to their 40s. So.
I'm sorry, OP.
Yeah, you know, this sucks for you.
And it also sucks for OP's husband, but. At the end of the day, it's your body, so you get to make the choice.
But, you know that choice, if you make, you know, the choice to abort, you know, you lose both your baby and your husband. So that's the choice you're making. And you say that you cannot, you know, see yourself without him. Well, you might have to make a really hard decision.
Well, OP has to make a decision about whether she's going to be a mother or a partner.
Well, I mean, you can be both.
Well, no. A mother chooses quality of life. Like, well, she's making the choice for her baby not to have to suffer once it's born, if it's born alive.
Well, I mean, if your baby is born dead, then you can fucking, you know, celebrate later.
Stillbirths are so traumatic.
But that's it. You know, we've gone way over the fucking time. Thank you all so much for being here. Hopefully that baby dies. Hopefully God kills that baby. He's like, ah, that one, ew, kills it. But, you know, maybe OP will fucking update. I don't know. I don't care. I'm not going to follow. But we'll see you all fucking next week with some of the same old bullshit. So.
All right.
Remember,
see.
Kill everyone in the apocalypse. Bye.